Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _DylanMatthews on all social media platforms as well. Happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday to you. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 613 IBEW workers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, Amazon drivers, Amazon workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my local funeral home workers out there. Shout out to all my local hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And, of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. A lot to cover this morning per usual in the sports world, but the biggest story coming out of yesterday is something we all expected, but I think in my heart and in your heart, we all hoped that maybe we will be proven wrong, but yet again, we were proven right. What am I talking about? Max Fried. He is headed to the Yankees on a 8-year, $218 million deal. The lefty gets the biggest contract for a left-handed pitcher in MLB history. First and foremost, congratulations to Max Fried, it is well earned, and I want to say that I appreciate you for going on Demon Time and being on Demon Time after you got your ankle stepped on in Game 6 of the World Series and allowing myself and the rest of Braves country out there to experience the Braves getting another World Series title. I thank you for that. And I also thank you for everything you did during your time as an Atlanta Brave, and I am happy for you, Max Fried. I really, really am. That contract is well-deserved. But I hate to see you go, Max. I really hate to see you go. I was hoping, and I'm sure you were hoping too, that just maybe, it would be different this time. We thought Freddie Freeman was coming back. He ends up in L.A. Then we kind of figured Dansby probably wasn't coming back after they let him go to free agency. He ends up with Chicago. And we all kind of knew. In our heart of hearts and guts of guts, we all kind of knew that they let Max Fried get to free agency. He probably ain't coming back. But there was just a little sliver of hope in me. And I'm wondering if it was the same for you. If there was that little sliver of hope that was like, well, maybe this time it'll be different. Maybe this time they can come to an agreement, prove us wrong, and stop the cycle of you get to free agency with the Braves, you ain't coming back. Well, the cycle continues. Like I said, Max Fried going to the New York Yankees on a 8-year, $218 million deal, pending a physical, but news broke yesterday. And again, just it's nothing I wasn't prepared to see, nothing I wasn't prepared for, and there were reports just a couple of days prior that said he had a long and very good meeting with the Yankees, and once you heard that, it kind of seemed like, yeah, this is it. It's only a matter of time now for that Passan bomb gets dropped, and he dropped it yesterday. So Max Fried heading to the Yankees. He's 30. And obviously, he had a great run with the Atlanta Braves. He was a 2-time All-Star with the Braves with a 2.81 ERA over the past 5 seasons here in Atlanta. That was tops in the majors, just ahead of Corbin Burns at 2.88 among MLB starting pitchers over that 7-year span. Over the past 5 seasons. Excuse me. So the deal, again, which is pending a physical, is the 12th contract of at least $100 million the Yankees have given out in franchise history, breaking a tie with the Los Angeles Dodgers for the most by any team. That doesn't surprise anybody, and we all know that because if there's anybody and if there's any franchise, any teams that are going to shell out some cash in a salary capless sport, it is the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. And the Yankees always seem like a team that was highly likely to land Max Fried just because they were going to shell out the money and they didn't care about what it would cost them. They were just ready to hand out that check and try and get, now they're going to try and get back to the World Series with a rotation that is going to be very deep. Max Fried, Gerrit Cole, Carlos Rodon, Luis Gill, Clark Schmidt, Nestor Cortez, and Marcus Stroman. That's a pretty deep pitching rotation there. So the Yankees are, like I said, going to be trying to get right back to the World Series. Now, they're obviously not going to have Juan Soto. He's on the other New York team, and we talked about that deal a couple of days ago as he signed the largest deal in professional sports with the New York Mets a couple of days ago. But Fried this past season, if you remember, pretty good. 2024 posted a 3.25 ERA in 174 and a third innings, struck out 166, only walked 57, gave up only 13 home runs, and led Major League Baseball with a pair of complete games. And his year-by-year ERAs over the 4 previous seasons, 2.25, 3.04, 2.48, and 2.55. He has shown that he's that dude, and we knew he was that dude, and we were hoping that maybe, just maybe, we could keep him and pair him back with Spencer Strider, Chris Sale, and company. But Spencer Schwellenbach, can't forget about Schwelle. But alas, he is headed to New York, and he is going to join forces with the Yankees. I will say this, though. I am happy. It's just not the Mets, because the last thing I would have wanted to see is that the Mets shelled out the kind of money they did for Juan Soto, and then they're going all the way in by signing Max Fried. And if Max Fried had to land anywhere, I'm, one, glad it's not in the NL East, obviously, and I'm also glad it's not in the NL, period. He's in the AL. We can root for him in the AL. He can do his thing in the AL. And hopefully the Braves make it back to the World Series. And then if the Yankees are in it, we can then cheer against Max Fried. But, again, at the end of the day, happy for Max Fried. I think he definitely has earned it. And he gets himself a big old payday. So, congratulations to Max Fried. And I was telling you about it being the biggest deal for a left-handed pitcher. So his eight-year, $218 million deal exceeds that of David Price, who signed with the Red Sox for $217 million back in 2015. And then Price and the Dodgers, Clayton Kershaw, signed a $215 million deal. Those are the only other left-handed pitchers to receive $200 million contracts. So Max Fried making a little history, getting the richest left-handed pitcher deal in MLB history. And again, I think it's well-earned and well-deserved for Max Fried. So he's gone. He's a Yankee. Again, pending a physical, but I don't think that will be an issue. And Max Fried is going to be a New York Yankee. Again, this is all still not official. The team hasn't officially announced it yet. Again, still waiting on the physical to come back clear. But for all intents and purposes, he is a New York Yankee. And I'm going to miss Max Fried. I'm sure you will too. All right. While we got a couple of minutes here, I do want to also touch on a big game that's happening tonight. Not here in the ATL, but it's dealing with one of our ATL teams, the Atlanta Hawks. In New York, Madison Square Garden, to take on the New York Knicks in the NBA Cup quarterfinals. That's right. The NBA season tournament. The Hawks are trying to go on a run, baby. And if they win tonight, they will be in Viva Las Vegas to take on the Milwaukee Bucks in the semifinal of the NBA Cup. The Bucks beat the Magic last night. It was the Bucks and Magic playing last night in NBA Cup quarterfinal play, along with the Mavericks and the Oklahoma City Thunder. We'll get you again caught up on those games here in a little bit later on in the show. But the Hawks, it's going to be a tough test tonight for sure. The Knicks have been playing very well over really the past few weeks. They've been playing quite well. Now I'll get you the Knicks record here in just a second, but they've been doing their thing throughout the season, and they got off to a little bit of a rough start, did the Knicks, but once they kind of started gelling, Karl-Anthony Towns and Jalen Brunson, Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges, once they all kind of figured it out and started gelling and started understanding how to play with each other and got a feel for each other, and again, really started gelling with each other, they haven't looked back since. 15-9 are the Knicks this season, and again, they've been looking pretty good. They have won, what's that, 4 out of their last 5, only loss coming to the Pistons this past Saturday. But again, Hawks have been playing well too. Hawks are a hot team, playing some of their best basketball so far this season. And look, to me, there's no reason the Hawks can't take down the Knicks. Now what you're going to have to do, you're obviously going to have to try and limit, neutralize, because you're not going to necessarily stop Karl-Anthony Towns, but you're going to have to try and limit and neutralize Karl-Anthony Towns as much as you can. I do expect to see a lot more Onyeka Okongwu than Clint Capela, just because Okongwu is comfortable going out to the perimeter and guarding bigs that can stretch the floor. We've seen him have success in the past, talking about Okongwu. We've seen him in the past have success guarding the likes of Onyeka Okongwu. We've seen Onyeka Okongwu have success in the past guarding the likes of Giannis Antetokounmpo. We've seen him have success against guys like Anthony Davis. We've seen him have success against guys like Karl-Anthony Towns. So I do expect to see a lot more Onyeka Okongwu than Clint Capela. Now, do I expect Okongwu to start? No, but I do expect in crunch time, I do expect to see Onyeka Okongwu in there probably over Clint Capela. Unless Capela is just playing out of his mind and having a great game and he has, quote-unquote, the hot hand. But I expect to see Okongwu in there more than anything. Knicks this season, by the way, 12-6 against Eastern Conference opponents. New York averages 117.8 points and has outscored opponents by 6.8 points per game this season. Hawks are 9-6 against Eastern Conference opponents. And Atlanta ranks 6th in the NBA with 45.9 rebounds per game, led by Jalen Johnson, who's averaging just under 10 rebounds, excuse me, per game at 9.9. So that's going to be huge, too. Can the Hawks still have the same success crashing the glass and getting on the boards that they've had this season? Karl-Anthony Towns, while he's not a crazy good defender as far as like a rim protector or a shot blocker goes, he's going to scoop up some rebounds. But the Hawks, a very good rebounding team in their own respect. Like I said, Jalen Johnson averaging just under 10 rebounds a game at 9.9. Clint Capela, he know he averages a double-double. Karl-Anthony Towns, though, averaging 13.3 rebounds per game, 25.1 points per game, in case you were wondering, and 3.1 assists for the Knicks. Trae Young, obviously averaging 20.9 points per game for the Hawks right now, averaging 3.9 rebounds, too. Last 10 games, before we go, Knicks are 7-3, averaging 119 points, 41.4 rebounds, 28.8 assists, and 8.2 steals and 5.1 blocks per game, while shooting 50% from the field in their last 10 games. So they've been putting up some good numbers in their last 10 games, and they've been holding their opponents to around 110 points per game. Hawks going to have to do a little bit better on the defensive end against the Knicks tonight, because over their last 10 games, they're 6-4. They're averaging 118 points per game, 49.7 rebounds, 31.5 assists, 10.3 steals. Shout out Dyson Daniels. 4.7 blocks per game and shooting 45% from the field, but they've allowed their opponents to score 120 points per game. So Hawks got to make sure they are on one defensively tonight. Hopefully we get Dyson Daniels getting a whole bunch of steals, Jalen Johnson gets some steals, grabbing some rebounds along with Clint Capela. Hopefully Trae Young has a good shooting game. That's going to be key as well. If Trae Young getting off to a hot start, I hope Trae Young doesn't try to do too much either, because we know he likes to be the villain in New York. And he loves to play in New York and silence the New York crowd, but I just hope he doesn't try to do too much. He's been really good this season about trusting his teammates and letting his teammates carry some of the offensive workload. And hopefully he keeps doing that, and hopefully his teammates can show up tonight. And hopefully the Hawks play one of their better games and can move on to the semifinal round of the NBA Cup. Pre-game coverage going to be right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 6:30. P.M., 6:30 p.m., pregame coverage, and then tip-off shortly after 7 p.m. You can catch it right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, your flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. When we come back here about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, we'll talk about the Atlanta Falcons. What constitutes a bounce-back game for Kirk Cousins on Monday night? Let's talk about it when we come back here on the other side. On the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy Get Over the Hump Day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. I appreciate you all tuning in. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work listening in. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people that are already on their way to the gym, already at the gym. I appreciate you tuning in and tapping in too. All my people listening in the bed right now, appreciate you. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Make sure you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to my show, so you can listen to myself or any of these other great shows on Sports Radio 929 The Game when you are on the go, even still on the road, at home, at the airport. Even maybe if you're out to get a bite to eat real quick or picking up takeout, who knows? But you can have that free Odyssey app on your smartphone or any of your smart devices, and you can go back and listen to my show, not just live at 5 a.m. You can listen to it at 6 p.m., 5 p.m. You can listen at 8 p.m., 10 a.m. You can listen to any time you want with that free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to any of the great shows here on Sports Radio 99 The Game in their entirety with that free Odyssey app. You can go back and listen to shows in their entirety. Like I said, you can go back and listen to your favorite segments, interviews, all that. You can do all that and more on the free Odyssey app. So make sure you download it on your smartphone or any of your smart devices today. Now, let's talk about the Atlanta Hawks because Atlanta Falcons. I got the Hawks on the brain because they got a big game tonight. But let's talk about the Atlanta Falcons, and let's talk about Kirk Cousins. We know he's still going to be the starting QB. I think that's the smart move. And whether you think it is a smart move or not, that's what's happening. So it is what it is, okay? Let's talk about what we want to see from Kirk Cousins on Monday night when they take on the Raiders. I don't even need Kirk Cousins to have a 500-yard passing game, 3-touchdown passing game. Like, I don't need that from Kirk Cousins. What I need from Kirk Cousins is for him to stop turning the football over. What I need from Kirk Cousins is big throws in big moments. What I need from Kirk Cousins is to see that clutchness that we were seeing in Kirktober. That's what I need from Kirk Cousins. I don't need 500 passing yards and 3 passing touchdowns. I don't need that. I need good football, smart football, and I need him to take care of the football and not have the turnovers and not end drives with bad interceptions. That's what I need. Okay? So if that means just more checkdowns to Bijan Robinson, if that means not taking as many deep shots, that means hitting quicker throws and shorter routes, okay. But we just cannot continue to have the untimely interceptions and the untimely turnovers. Also, too, I know this didn't happen last week per se, but I don't want to see any fumbles either. I don't want to see any sack fumbles because we are taking on a guy in Max Crosby that we know he can get to the QB. Now, I feel a little bit better about the Falcons' offensive line and Caleb McGarry specifically stopping Max Crosby because Max Crosby isn't much of a speed guy. He's still got, obviously, some speed out there on the edge, but he's not like TJ Watt where he just is blowing by you like crazy fast. And I think Caleb McGarry will have a better time keeping up with Max Crosby and getting his hands on Max Crosby, and we know when Caleb McGarry, the Viking, put his hands on you, you ain't going nowhere after that. So that's why I feel a little bit better, and I'm not as worried about Caleb McGarry stopping Max Crosby than I was with Caleb McGarry trying to stop TJ Watt. And honestly, I just think Max Crosby's a great player, don't get me wrong, but I do think TJ Watt is better than Max Crosby. So that's just my two cents there. Anywho, going back to Kirk Cousins, I just need him to play good football. I don't need anything crazy. I don't need him to have his best career game. I don't need that. I just need good football, and I don't need him to be the reason we lost. I don't need that. He doesn't necessarily have to be the reason we won. We can lean on the running game like we did a solid job of last week. And again, Kirk Cousins didn't have a bad game last week. He had bad moments. He had a bad game against the Chargers. That was a bad overall game. But against the Vikings, he just had bad moments. The two interceptions were bad moments because other than that, he played a solid game. Remember, he had over 300 yards passing. They were moving the football. It's just he had untimely interceptions. Ray-Ray McCloud had an untimely turnover. He had untimely penalties. Things like that. But Kirk Cousins overall didn't have a bad game to me. So I just need him to take away those untimely interceptions. Need the Falcons offense overall to take away those untimely penalties. And I think we will be able to handle business against the Raiders, whether it's Aiden O'Connell or it's Desmond Ridder. I ain't worried about either one of them. But the Falcons have to take care of business and not shoot themselves in the foot. I think that's what this weekend is all about, because the past two games, it feels like that's all the Falcons have done is shoot themselves in the foot. I mean, think about it. You have the four interceptions. I think it was five total turnovers against the Chargers. I have to go back and look. But either way it goes, Kirk Cousins obviously had the putrid game a couple of Sundays ago against the Chargers, and you were shooting yourself, and Kirk Cousins was shooting the Falcons and himself in the foot all game long, and that should have been a game you won. And then, obviously, last week against the Vikings, you were in it. It was tied fourth quarter, 21-21 going into fourth quarter. Then Vikings score. Ray-Ray McCloud on the ensuing kickoff. Fumbles. Vikings recover. Score a touchdown. Then it's 35-21. Then, right after that, you have Kirk Cousins throw an interception. And it's 42-21. So it was just a game where these past two games have just been games where you've just done nothing but shoot yourself in the foot. So that just can't continue to happen. And if the Falcons play clean football, I think they will be just fine against the Raiders. But we shall see. And really it's two things. Play clean football. Don't shoot yourself in the foot. Kirk Cousins can't have the untimely turnovers. And you find a way to make sure Max Crosby doesn't have a crazy game and doesn't go off for three or four sacks himself. Then I don't see a scenario where the Raiders take down the Falcons. I know Brock Bowers is out there, and he'll definitely be an issue. But other than that, I'm just not worried about the Raiders. This just should be a game where you are able to get right. You're able to build that confidence back. Kirk Cousins should get right against the Raiders. And again, getting right doesn't necessarily look like it doesn't have to be 500 yards and three passing touchdowns or 500 yards and four passing touchdowns. That doesn't have to be the definition of getting right. Getting right can just be not turning the ball over. It can be throwing a touchdown pass for the first time in five games. Getting right can be not throwing an interception, not having a turnover the entire game. That's what getting right can be. So I just hope the Falcons are able to, again, rebuild that confidence and rebuild that swagger that they had going into that 10th game or being 6-3. I just hope they can find a way to get that back. And they should be able to, again, have success at least over these next two games and build confidence going into that Commanders game. Because obviously this Monday you have the Raiders in Las Vegas. And again, I'm not worried about that game. Can't even lie. I'm not worried about that game at all. At least not right now. I feel good about the Falcons' chances to get a dub there. Then after that, you have the Giants at home. You do. You got the New York Giants at home. Then you go on the road, the Commanders. That's the game. That's the game to me that could maybe, just maybe, end up making or breaking the season. Because we'll talk about this more as we get closer to the end of the regular season. But we're close enough now to where we can at least bring it up. Newsflash, but the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got a pretty favorable schedule. Their last four games of the season. Let me tell you the Tampa Bay Buccaneers schedule the rest of the way. They got the Los Angeles Chargers this week. Then they have the Dallas Cowboys, and then they're on the road these next two games. Chargers, they're on the road, and against the Cowboys, they're on the road. But then they got the Panthers at home and then the Saints at home. That's a very favorable and a very winnable four-game schedule. And let me remind you, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are at 7-6. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win out, unfortunately, it doesn't matter what you do. You ain't winning the NFC South. Because they went out 11-6. And you are right now 6-7. The best the Falcons can finish is 10-7 if they win out. And that's them winning all their games, meaning they got to beat the Commanders in Washington. Now, hopefully the Chargers can do the Falcons a favor this week and go ahead and beat the Bucs this week. Because then you're back on kind of even terms. And if you went out and then the Bucs went out after that, after hopefully losing to the Chargers, then you'll have the tiebreaker because you took care of business in the NFC South. And then you can have a scenario where you and the Bucs both finish 10-7 and you have the tiebreaker. However, Bucs went out, which if they beat the Chargers, it seems very likely that they'll win out. Again, they can beat the Cowboys. They can obviously beat the Panthers. They can obviously beat the Saints. Now, none of those games are guaranteed. So the Bucs can very well lose a game that they maybe aren't supposed to lose. It happens in the NFL every week. Teams lose games that they aren't supposed to lose. But not going to lie, I'm shaking in my boots a little bit. I'm a little scared. And if you look at the wild card standings right now in the NFL, I don't know that 10-7 gets you a wild card spot. I'm just not sure 10-7 gets you a wild card spot. You look at the wild card standings right now. The NFC North is going to take up two spots more than likely. I mean, unless Green Bay loses out, they're gonna have a spot. The Commanders. Now you'll be able to help yourself against the Commanders, but the Commanders are sitting at 8-5. They're gonna want to take up that final spot. So the Falcons, for all intents and purposes, kind of need to win out. Actually, not kind of. You need to win out. Because if you win out, you go 10-7. You're guaranteeing the Commanders to get another loss. So they won't be able to finish better than the Commanders had their bye week yet? They had their bye week. The Commanders won't be able to finish better than if you beat them. They won't be able to finish better than 11-6. But still, you need the Commanders probably lose one more game. Now, they do play the Eagles again. So hopefully that can be a loss. So the scenario is still there where you can get a wild card spot. But you got to win out, and the Bucs hopefully can lose a game, and maybe you can still get the division too. But right now, the Falcons' backs up are against the wall, the way if you look at it. And it's looking like they're going to need to win out to really have a good, solid chance of getting a playoff spot. But we'll see what happens. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines as we have in the National Football League. We got some more drama in San Fran as a deleted post is causing a little bit of a stir out there on the West Coast. We'll talk about that next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. I hope you all are doing well. Shout out to everybody tuned in right now. Appreciate all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to everybody on their way to work, already at work. Shout out to everybody already at the gym or on their way to the gym. I appreciate you as well. Shout out to everybody tapped in, even my people listening in the bed right now as well. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well, and download that free Odyssey app on your smartphone or any of your smart devices today. Real quick, I do want to bring this up just because I said I would mention it. We already talked about the Hawks being in NBA Cup play quarterfinals tonight. They'll be taking on the New York Knicks in Madison Square Garden. And there were Cup games last night, quarterfinal games last night in the NBA. I mentioned it earlier. The Bucks beat the Magic last night, 114-109. The Thunder beat the Mavericks, 118-104. So both of those teams, the Bucks and the Thunder, going to make it to semifinal play in the NBA Cup. So we'll see who will end up facing the Milwaukee Bucks. It'll be the winner of the Hawks and Knicks game tonight. Hopefully it's the Hawks. And then we also got another game in NBA Cup play tonight, Warriors-Rockets. That should be a fun one. The Rockets, don't look now, but Imeudoka got them young boys playing well out there in Houston. And obviously, you still got Fred VanVleet and Dylan Brooks out there as well. But the Rockets, 16-8 this season. And the Warriors, they've been playing well as well, 14-9 on the year. So they'll be going, they'll be battling in NBA Cup quarterfinal play, that game in Houston, by the way. So Hawks and Knicks, Hawks in Madison Square Garden for NBA Cup quarterfinal play, along with Warriors and Rockets in Houston for NBA Cup quarterfinal play. So the winner of the Warriors-Rockets game will take on the Oklahoma City Thunder in NBA Cup semifinal action. So we'll be down to the final four after tonight, which again will take place in Viva Las Vegas. So hopefully the Hawks will be one of those teams in Las Vegas. And if they are, I believe they'll kind of be in the in Las Vegas around the same time the Falcons are. I forget when the next exact semifinal game will be, but it'll be around the same time the Falcons are in Las Vegas. So we'll have the Falcons and the Hawks in Las Vegas at the same time. Be pretty cool. All right, I did want to get to a few NFL headlines here, like I teased before we went to break. One that I mentioned specifically, so a little bit of turmoil and drama, I guess you could say, over a deleted post from 49ers wide receiver Deebo Samuel. So it was one day after taking to social media and attributing his downturn in production to a lack of opportunities. San Francisco wide receiver Deebo Samuel, he stood on business yesterday. He stood on business. On Monday afternoon, Deebo Samuel wrote on X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. He says, quote, "Not struggling at all, just not getting the ball, exclamation point," end quote. He later deleted the post and added a separate one that said, quote, "Not hating on any of my teammates." So, ooh, Deebo, that might have been one of them posts where you maybe type it out, but you don't hit send. Usually never want to hit send when you're angry and you're on social media. You usually never want to hit send. That's a rule of thumb, especially when you're a professional athlete and everybody's checking every tweet you send every second on the hour. You know what I'm saying? So probably one you shouldn't have said, Deebo. And look, for San Francisco, this has been a very frustrating season between all the injuries. Brock Purdy's been injured. Obviously, Christian McCaffrey was injured most of the year, and he's done now for the year. And Jordan Mason is out for the year. Isaac Garando got hurt. And Deebo obviously missed some time, and he's not getting the touches he feels like he needs. Brandon Ayuk got hurt. It's just been a bevy of injuries. George Kittle has been dealing with injuries, but, you know, it's just been a tumultuous and injury bug-ridden season for the San Francisco 49ers. So I definitely understand Deebo's frustration. And if he feels like he's not getting the opportunities he needs out there, then I definitely understand why Deebo will be frustrated. It's just been a frustrating season out there in San Fran. But still, you can't be tweeting, man. You can type it out. Just don't hit send, Deebo. Don't hit send, Deebo. But to continue on with the story, the Niners obviously getting ready to take on the Rams this Thursday night. And Debo was asked if he wanted to offer any further clarification on his post. And he said this, quote, "You read what you read," end quote. And he also said, I'm a little frustrated for sure. So hopefully Debo can have himself a breakout game this Thursday against the Los Angeles Rams, who are playing a lot better, by the way. They just got a nice win over a very good Buffalo Bills team at home. So the Rams are going to be coming in feeling good about themselves. And the 49ers, like I said, it's been a frustrating season for them. So we'll see what goes down Thursday night. But when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will see what the morning shift has planned for a happy hump day. If I can get that right. We'll see what the morning shift has planned for a happy get over the hump day Wednesday. There it is. It just didn't come out right the first time. Anywho, we'll see what Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, and Mike Johnson got planned for this Wednesday edition of the morning shift right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.